This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. An attorney is expected to release the results of a private autopsy conducted on a black man killed by a Hoover police officer responding to gunfire at a mall. Attorney Ben Crump scheduled a news conference for this morning in Birmingham. A police officer fatally shot 21-year-old Emantic E.J. Bradford Jr. after two people were wounded by gunfire at the River Chase Galleria Thanksgiving night. Police initially described Bradford as the mall gunman, but later said they were wrong. Crump said last week the family hired a pathologist whose independent autopsy would determine how many times Bradford was shot and if he was shot in the front or the back. Police arrested another man in the shooting on Thursday. Sounds of a gospel choir filled Boutwell Auditorium Saturday at the funeral for Emantic E.J. Bradford Jr. Friends remembered him as someone you could always count on. Bradford's father, Emantic Bradford Sr., says when he was diagnosed with cancer, his son became a caregiver and a source of encouragement.
And to this day, he's always going to be my hero.
Bradford's death sparked protests and calls for police to release body camera footage of the incident. Several speakers at the funeral echoed those calls. Investigators so far have declined to do so. The college football bowl picture is set. Alabama leads the pack, seeded number one in the college football playoff. The Crimson Tide will play Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl in a national semifinal game. They defeated Georgia Saturday to capture the Southeastern Conference championship. Auburn will head to the Music City Bowl to face Purdue. It's the first meeting between those teams. UAB will take on Northern Illinois in the Boca Raton Bowl. It comes after the Blazers took down Middle Tennessee to capture the Conference USA title Saturday. Meanwhile, the Birmingham Bowl will host Memphis and Wake Forest. Gradual clearing as we head through the day, a high around 60 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows of about 33. And mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 48.